Cooking for Kareem Hunt. But dude, see, this year, I'm going to have to go quarterback, dog. Or should I go running back? See, this is that. It's that motherfucker, ain't it? Because we got so many people this year.
Yep.
Is Lil Davion Bell be gone? I'm gonna have to draft a running back, and I'm gonna have to go for a quarterback in the second round. Who else supposed to be calling in?
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the Sports Report, a special edition of the Sports Report. We will be having our fantasy football draft, and as you can hear through pre-conversation and my Skype going off, I got two callers on the line with me now. First person to have it on the line with me, Doom. How you doing, man?
Man, I'm chilling tonight.
Second person I got with me, probably the happiest man on the East Coast right now.
When they come.
What's up, G?
Hey, what's up, Will? What's up, Bill?
What's going on?
I'm a happy man from Ohio, right?
Oh, about Urban Meyer when he getting three games?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. The Urban era continues.
Yeah.
I think that's BS, though. Something like that. Why, that happens off the field, it shouldn't be like a coach because of allegations or all that stuff. Now, if it's like with paterno, if it involves the player, that's one thing. But if it's coaching staff, the head coach shouldn't, you know, this is just being us two PC.
I agree. I thought this is where she made the biggest mistake. She didn't report in the timely fashion. And by that time, you know, it could have got to anybody.
Right.
Even earlier, you know, it could have got to anybody. And, you know, it's the first one who tells. So I think they did a good job by making sure they disciplined everybody. You know, James Smith, because he's a higher up. You know, it's a pecking order.
That's just domestic violence. I mean, I'm not, like, downplaying it, but it's like, okay.
Yeah.
What is I got to do against NCAA rules? I mean, it's a criminal thing.
Yeah, right.
She should have went to the police.
Exactly. She should have called. Like I said, she didn't report it when it happened. She because in her mind, anytime I think somebody does that, she directly didn't want to get in trouble neither. You know what I mean? Because if it was that bad, then you call the police and they'll get there and let them handle it. Then nobody's at fault but him. You know. But at the end of the day. It's one of those things with women, man. Sometimes they just do weird stuff, man.
And first pick.
And as you heard, my son, Hunter Adam Morgan, on the clock.
Who's that? Is that you, William?
That's my son, Hunter Morgan. He played with us
last
year.
That's your
son? Uh huh.
Okay. Don't pick none of my guys, son.
I don't pick until number 16 in this thing. Another thing I wanted to announce very, very quickly. Hightower is doing another $50 gift card this year, so keep that in mind. He will be doing another $50 gift card as he did last year. Pastor, how you doing, man? I see you there on Ranium.com. You guys can join us there. You can also call into the show, get to be a part of the draft. 706-993-4606 is that number for you guys to call in. We'd be happy to take your phone calls. Any advice, any questions that we can, as a collective, help you with, be more than happy to do it. Also, I want to roll over to the draft real quick. Things have started there. Myself, Gene's in the chat room. Ronald Coleman Jr. is there. Doom is in the chat room. My brother from another mother, Phil Rhea, is in the chat as well. So, got some people in the chat room ready to go. Hopefully, they'll call in, tell us why they made their picks. Oh, and we got Pastor Sedell also in the draft room as well. He just signed into the draft room. And like I was telling Gene earlier, this is going to be
tough
because we have 18 teams this year. And, you know, Tyler's going to fly off the board quick. it's gonna fall. It's gonna fly off the board fast. So as you get later and later into the rounds, you sort of kind of have to, you know strategy, the best talent at each position possible, because I doubt your waiver wire or your free agent pool is going to be very, very big, if any at all.
I don't see the pick.
I see it. Hunter got Le'Veon Bell, and Phil Rea got Todd Gurley. Good pick, Phil. Good pick.
See, this is bullshit.
My boy,
goddamn,
my boy Donnie Fair. My boy Donnie Fair, Russell Kingdom, what's up, man? He went ahead and pulled Ezekiel Elliott from his team with the third pick.
We got at the rules. We got one quarterback, two running back, one running back, wide receiver, two wide receivers, one tight end. Okay.
We got Mark Jones. What's up, Mark? We got Mark.
I can't.
What's that? You can't see what?
I'm kind of worried on picking. Good ones picking.
It's going to be tough, man. It's going to be tough. You're going to have to play this thing, you know, as strategic, you know, strategy-wise as possible is what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to do it.
Well, who yelling in the background?
Yeah, my mother, man. Jeez, man.
Ezekiel Elliott. Is Doom, that was you to pick Gurley?
No. That was
Phil. Nah, man. I'm like the 11th pick, man.
That was Phil Rea.
Okay.
That was Phil Rea. Now
we got Bell, Gurley. Second.
Now
Elliott.
Now the thing about it. I got the 16th. Gene, you got the last pick, but you have that swing pick that you can do.
I can do the swing pick after the 18th, right?
Because you get the 18th, and then you get the first pick of that next round.
Yeah, I get the first pick. Yeah, so I get double picks. Good. So I'm more likely to go running back, quarterback. I've got to go quarterback.
So it's Goodwin. Is he doing automatic pick?
He might be doing auto pick. We got Big Tone up. He picked David Johnson.
Okay.
He picked David Johnson. We got Big Tone up next.
Oh, he's running back. Nobody's on the quarterback? Good.
Nah.
You wouldn't generally take a QB this early, particularly because quarterbacks are deep. There's two positions that are really, really deep. You're looking at quarterbacks deep and wide receivers deep. But what's going to be the most shallow is your running back. Because once you get past a certain point, you're pretty much picking up the straight tier, maybe three, tier four guys. At a certain point, I want to say round three, you probably picking maybe, you know, some low tier guys to fill out your roster. But you can wait on QB. Particularly this year, you can wait on QB.
But you know, some good running backs still up on the board, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I know we got a few more picks, but I like that Ty Gurley pick too, though. That was good.
At that point, yeah, Phil did real good.
I like that pick.
He should have a good year this year.
Come on, Big Thomas. I'm just saying, it take them 2 minutes to pick.
I talked to Big Tone.
He's using a whole 2 minutes, dude.
I spoke to Big Tone.
Or he could be drinking.
I think the next person up is Rage.
He's going to get ML Antonio Brown, it looks like.
I think.
It's taking him long enough, but I'll probably take about a minute, though. I ain't going to lie.
I think Rage is up. I think Rage is up next. Then we got Mark Jones. Then we got my boy Vernon.
Yeah.
I have no idea who Cake is. I'll find out in a minute. Then we got my good friend Charles McNeil. And then we got Doom at number 11. And then after Doom, we got Pastor Sadell. Man.
He took Antonio Brown.
Oh, man. Pastor Sadell, man, I ain't going to do. Pastor Sadell might win this whole thing, man. He just going to lay hands on his teams and.
not this year, damn
it. I got my goddamn boy. God,
Saquon. Yeah, you know he was going to go, man. You know he was going to go.
Yeah.
You know he was going to go early. But yeah. typically.
I'm with you. Oh. I like Dalvin Cook.
Mark Jones just selected Julio Jones. I don't know about Julio, man, because he had a terrible
toe injury.
He had a terrible year last year.
But Matt Ryan did shitty.
Yeah.
And he didn't show up on camp on time because of the old contract shit.
Right. And they picked up Calvin Ridley. So, right now, we have a newcomer to the draft. We have Keith Hightower in the draft. The man is putting up the $50 gift card. Keep that in mind, guys. You are playing for a $50 Amazon gift card. Keep that in mind. Yes. Good to have you in the draft, Pastor. Good to have you in the draft. And Phil Ray is still waiting to come back around on his picks. See, look at you, Gene. You got pick 18 and pick 19. Look at you.
Yes, sir. I'm queuing up some guys.
Yeah, in a league like this, you really got to be deliberate, and you really got to know what you want to go for. But then again, don't forget too.
There's no point in it.
But don't forget too, your sleepers can hit. Like Saquon can hit. Calvin Ridley can hit. Don't forget, the rookies can hit. Your sleepers can hit. So you know, it is what it is.
Come on, Team Broom.
Look at Rage.
I guess he ain't paying attention.
Look at Rage.
This gonna be a long. This gonna be a damn long draft.
Look at Rage. Look at Rage. Be nice, Rage. Just be nice, sir. Just be
nice. Was you gonna take like five quarterbacks like he did last year?
He did. He sure did. Who is
Alvin Kamara?
That's a good pick. I don't, because the thing with Kamara, he's gonna be good in the passing game.
Who's the star?
And for the normal,
must be a damn Dallas Cowboy fan. The star.
Oh yeah, he is. That's my good friend.
Why we letting these Dallas Cowboy fanatics?
That's my good friend Charles McNeil. He used to be the play-by-play guy for BET Sports back in the day. And if they didn't close up shop, he would still be with them doing a fantastic job.
But why is he a Cowboy fan? Let me stop.
Oh my goodness. Rage says I'll be nice if some people can move.
What? There you go.
And move. Get the ass and move. Oh, let me text Charles real quick while I'm talking to you guys.
Hello.
There we go. So what are you thinking about? What are you guys thinking about what's going on in the world of sports this week? Anything you want to talk about while we wait between these picks?
Oh. Well, man, I ain't really been paying attention. This is the kind of cut sports off. But I'm going to put up... Yeah, let me bring up...
Check out Alvin Kamara, Alvin Cook.
Well, sports related, my uncle got to meet Steph Curry and stuff. My uncle's a chef in San Francisco, and he took a picture with the three Warriors trophies.
That was cool. I was kind of surprised that
he got 6 seconds. He might have made 6 bucks. I'm gonna show up there. 18.
I was kind of surprised
that Phil. DeAndre Hopkins. How about that?
Yep.
He went wide receiver, and then we got Cook. Damn!
Come on, man.
That's a Kareem Hunt.
If he play good, because he's going to have more workload this year since Alex Smith ain't here. So.
And we talked about it. We talked about it on the fantasy show on Monday.
You know what I'm saying?
We talked about this on the fantasy show on Monday. The thing with Kareem Hunt, yeah. It's like he ran out of gas toward the end of the year.
Well, hey. I ain't worried about the end of the year. I'm just looking at
four more picks.
Well, you can see that he was running out of gas. You saw that.
Yeah.
You know, in his performance.
For first pick. All
right, we got Surfer on the clock now.
We're gonna rest.
When is my damn next pick?
I'm gonna get you. Where's Kendall?
Doom, you took his dude. Shame on you. Shame on you.
Cam,
you're a bad
man.
Well, no,
Cooper got hurt. Man, but he's up here telling us the strategy.
He
told
us.
Hey, dude. Oh, hush. Hush, dude. You're in my business, man.
We can hear it.
Oh, man.
You said what, what?
All in the Kool-Aid.
Well, I got my son. He over here giving me some extra,
you
know, advice.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. You know, I'm up here. Okay. Is Tom Brady already off the damn?
Tom Brady gone.
Tom Brady off the board.
I don't know.
Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers.
I don't know if
they went early, boy.
I don't know if I could have. I don't know with his offensive line problems. I don't know if I could have took Tom Brady at that spot. I don't know.
Nah.
And the reason why I say that is because when you have line issues, that means your running backs are staying in, your tight ends staying in. They can't go out for pass routes. And with the situation with the wide receivers in New England, that's going to make it that much harder for Tom Brady to be productive, not only fantasy wise, but NFL football wise. So I don't know if I could have taken him.
I'm looking at damn Jameis Winston, SSPD.
Yep. Suspended. Mark Ingram, too. Mark Ingram, too, is suspended. So, all right, who we have join us in the chat room? Oh, we had Tony C in the chat room. Well, join the draft chat room. Blah, blah, blah.
Well, he need to call in, damn it.
He does.
You know
what Tony C gonna pick. You know what he gonna pick.
Yeah. Say I'm on this
he gonna pick Dez Bryant. Watch. He'll sound on somebody. Did you see that video of Dez Bryant talking to Cleveland? Did you see the video of him going in for his meeting about getting a job?
No.
There was a video out there showing Dez Bryant talking to the Cleveland brass about possibly signing on to the team. And he just completely bombed that interview. He bombed it. He went in there dressing in some workout clothes with some headsets around his neck. Now maybe I'm old school, but the last time I saw it, you supposed to go be professional at your interview. Am I correct?
All right.
I mean, I'm just saying. And I'm shocked Leonard Fournette was there. Odell Beckham with the team Surfer. Drew Brees with the Tony C. I think Tony C had Drew Brees. I forgot who had Drew Brees. I think Ray's had Drew Brees last year. And of course, Edge Cecil Shield, which is me, picked up Leonard Fournette. So there you go. We got Mr. Gene Simmons on the clock for these two picks.
Hightower's on the clock.
So you pick 18, I was 16. So Hightower's on the clock. Then it's Gene Simmons. Then Hightower again.
Yep.
Myself. And some of these guys who couldn't make it tonight are on audio. So these next picks should be pretty quick. I kind of figured Surfer couldn't be here. I kind of figured he'll be asleep. So, Dylan, are you still with us?
No.
Yeah, I'm serious.
Okay, I got you there. Okay. I am shocked Leonard Fournette is still there. Wow. I guess when you take those QBs that early, it pushes everybody else down. So, it's all good.
True that.
Let's see. Pastor Dell is in the rant and chat room. Against the grain, baby. Yeah, you, yeah, that's really against the grain that early. Really against the grain that early. Ugh. Let's see. But I can't. But I can't knock him. I can't knock him for it. Gene, you there with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Who's your who you thinking about picking? What's going on in your head right now? As Gene Simmons is on the clock, Team Hightower selects Keenan Allen, wide receiver.
How you like that? How you like that one?
He got Cam Newton. Okay, okay. I ain't hating on you, man.
He ain't gonna do shit this season.
I knew he was gonna have something to say.
I don't know. He's got a new offense coordinator, but he's another he's another quarterback that has line issues too. So
we get two picks in the second round, right?
Well, I get that swing pick.
He gets a swing pick between rounds, but it's only one. It's only one pick per round. Tony C, man, you need to call in, man. You need to stop hating. I see
you. Yeah.
I see you up, Tony.
He's still complaining about damn Roman Reigns.
You know what? You know what? Outside of the ending, I had no issue with that pay-per-view. Smurfette Bliss lost. Trash Miller lost. That made my night. You know what I'm saying? That completely made my night. All right. I am on the clock. Team Hightower select Melvin Gordon. Look at G selecting David Njoku, tight end for the Cleveland Browns.
I like that guy.
Oh, my goodness. All right. I selected Devontae Freeman from the Atlanta Falcons. That's my second one. Right now, we got Keith Hightower on the clock, followed by Pastor Savelle. Doom, you're up again. Then we got Charles McNeil's Ardo. I have no idea who Chocolate Cake is. They changed their logo because they weren't Chocolate Cake last year. Mm-hmm. So they changed their logo. It's all good. It's all good. Whoa. Okay, round two. Rob Gronkowski goes to Tony C. Michael Thomas goes to Team Surfer. Christian McCaffrey goes to Team Hightower. Pastor Sedell selects AJ Green. Jimmy Garoppolo. Whoa, that's early. Devontae Adams goes to Charles McNeil. Jimmy Garoppolo. Dude, why'd you select Jimmy so soon?
Because it's going to be a steal.
Well, that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to be able to, when you draft a quarterback, you're supposed to get somebody and feel good, you know, like it's like you stole them. So that is a good point. Chocolate Cake selects T.Y. Hilton. Mike Evans goes to Team Broom. Larry Fitzgerald goes to Team Suzuki Gun. Mark Jones. Juju Smith-Schuster goes to Rage with Team Hellraisers. LeSean McCoy goes over to Big Tone. Travis Kelce goes to Team So, got you caught up on picks right there. Got Legion of Doom up right now. And then we have my son takes picks 36 and 37. And then we go down the line one more time. We're in round two. About to hit in round three. Gentlemen, any ways you thinking about going for round three? Based on what picks that you have now?
Mm-hmm.
Any idea which way you want to go in round three based on the picks that you have now?
You talking to me?
Yeah. Any picks you... any way you want to
go? Definitely want to go running back. If there's something there, I went with the tight end first just because I know Cleveland's gonna be throwing the ball a lot more this year. I'm gonna figure I'll give you some points off that. But there's still a couple of good quarterbacks out there. There's a couple of good, running backs.
Tell me what
Matt Ryan is still there. Yep, Matt Ryan is still there.
He's still there. He's still there. Jarrett McKinnon goes to Team Fair. Allen Robinson goes to Phil Rea. Joe Mixon goes to my son. And Adam Thielen goes to him as well with the swing pick. Now we're up with Phil Rea, Legion of Doom, and we're going back down the line one more time. Why'd you select him?
I'm working on.
Go ahead.
So I'm working on a master plan.
Uh-oh. He got the master plan. Tell me, Gene, why'd you go with Cam Newton? Were you looking at a combination of his running and passing?
I think with Cam right now, I think with what's going on with him and Kelvin Benjamin,
they're not on the same page.
They're not on the same page. I think honestly, Doom, I think when the season starts, I think they'll get there. And Cam puts up a hell of points, man. He puts up a lot of points, and he's a throw first type of guy. So he looks for his receivers. I just look for that. I looked at the points more so than that relationship with his receivers, but I think he'll be okay.
Isaiah Correll goes to Phil Rea. Jordan Howard goes to Team Fair. Stephon Diggs goes to Team Goodwin. Zach Ertz goes to Big Tone. Big Tone jumping in on a tight end extravaganza. Zach Ertz should be good this year as well. So,
Dak is still there.
Yep. We still got Carson Wentz there. We still got Carson Wentz there. We still have Russell Wilson. We still have Deshaun Watson there in terms of QBs. Andrew Luck is still there.
Big Ben.
Well, we talked about that on Monday. Y'all can have Big Ben. But outside of that, his home and road slumps just continue to amaze me. Unless I gotta go Big Ben, I'm staying away from it. Good at home, but he sucks on the road. Home road space aren't good. We also have a few new picks in. We got Brandon Cooks going to Rage. We got Austin Safaria Jenkins going to Team Suzuki Gun, which is Mark Jones. Tyreek Hill goes to Team Broom. Amari Cooper goes to Chocolate Cake. Demaryius Thomas goes to Charles McNeil. Carson Wentz goes to Doom.
That was my master plan. Because if Garofalo's playing great, when Carson Wentz come back, you already know he's going to light it up. So, hey.
Yeah. Good point. We still have some good wide receivers on the board. We got Doug Baldwin, Golden Tate, Josh Gordon, Jarvis Landry, Marvin Jones Jr., Robert Woods, Chris Hogan. So, we still got some good wide receivers out there, very serviceable wide receivers that can get you by. When you look a little bit further down the line, we still have some good tight ends. We got Greg Olsen, Delanie Walker, Evan Ingram, Jimmy Graham, Jordan Reed. Jordan Reed is another dude I'm staying away from because he can't seem to stay healthy for a whole season. We got Marshawn Lynch going to Pastor Sedell on his spot, so let's catch everybody up on Pastor, what he did today thus far. He's got Tom Brady. He's got Tom Brady, Marshawn Lynch, and he's got A.J. Green. So he's doing well. He's doing pretty good in this draft. We got Hightower on the clock, followed by Surfer, Tony C., and then myself. Michael Crabtree goes to Team Hightower. Doug Baldwin goes to Team Surfer. Tony C is on the line right, is on the clock right now with pick number 51. He picks Jimmy Graham. It's my turn. Let's see who's here. I went with Russell Wilson, followed by Team Hightower, going with Golden Tate. Well, that catches us up right now. Gene, you are on the clock, sir.
Yes, sir.
We got to see what you're going to do. You Chiefs kind of shot me with that pick there, the tight end. He kind of shot me with that pick. I wasn't expecting that.
You why not?
I wasn't expecting that tight end spot. Because people normally wait on tight ends like that. But if you feel strong about it, dude, hey, I can't, you know, like I said, I can't hate on you. If you feel that strong. And he does have good hands. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. He can run fast. His question has been hands, so. But we'll see if he can get it together this year. He got a lot of potential to do some good things. I'm going to tell you, this water. I thought this wide receiver group would have been a little bit deeper, would have lasted a little bit longer than what it did, but it didn't. This wide receiver group just ran dry quick. Oh, he went with Callaway. Okay. You took Antonio Callaway. Why would you take Callaway, sir, at that spot?
He's gonna be one of those players for the Browns. I think this will really surprise a lot of people with Tyrod throwing the ball.
Okay. Ain't no net. So who is up next, Gene? You got the next pick once again.
Mm-hmm. Now I gotta go.
Let's see where you go.
I thought I could get a double steal with that swing pick, so I knew I can come back and want my running back to be gone. That's here. So I thought I could just get in here, get that receiver, and then run. Man, I want to get this guy. Just give him a chance. Man, Adrian Peterson.
I got a feeling which way you're going to go. I got a feeling. I just got a feeling I know which way you're going to go.
Man, I like that.
I got a feeling. I got a feeling. I want to see if I'm right.
Let's see.
Let's see if I'm right, you guys. I think I know which way he's gonna go.
I gotta get a runner back.
Oh, you're on a really serious clock now. I knew it. I knew it.
Jarvis Landry. Is that who they gave me?
No, you got Josh Gordon.
Oh, man. I hope he does good.
You got Josh Gordon. Hightower select Jarvis Landry. It is my turn. I do need a receiver. So I select Marvin Jones Jr. All right. Tony C is on the clock. Let's see who he goes with. But Alshon Jeffrey, that pick is kind of questionable to me because Alshon's still hurt, but I see why you made it. Kenyon Drake goes to Team Server. Hightower is on the clock, followed by Pastor Sedell, and then we have Doom with the Doom Bots. So let's see which way Doom goes again. Yeah, man, last year, I forgot who I picked last year. First round. Oh, yeah, I remember now. That bust that was with the Texans.
Oh, come on, Hightower. Hurry up.
Come on, man. Yeah, I let folks know, you know, ahead of time that the draft was today, so. And like I said, a lot of talent is still on the board. But like I said, I'm shocked these wide receivers are going as fast as they are, but you still got some decent ones on the board. Robert Woods is on the board. Chris Hogan's on the board. Emmanuel Sanders, who may turn things around, is on the board. Team Howard goes with Greg Olsen, the tight end from the Carolina Panthers. There you go. Pastor Sedell's on the clock, followed by the Doombots. Randall Cobb is still on the board. Sammy Watkins, if you believe in Sammy Watkins, he's still on the board. Robbie Anderson, Will Fuller, Pierre Garçon, Marcus Goodwin, who is a sleeper, is on the board. Oh! Sammy Watkins gone.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor selected the Eagles defense. Doom selected Sammy Watkins. Charles McNeil selected Royce Freeman. Chocolate Cates picked up Derrick Henry. Alex Collins goes to Team Broom. And now we have Mark Jones. He's on the clock right now. Pick 66 in the fourth round. Devin Funchess is still on the board. Somebody you might want to target, Gene, if you believe in Cam. You might want to look at Devin Funchess. You might want to look at Devin Funchess. Just a suggestion, if you believe in Cam. Big Ben goes to Mark Jones. Jerry goes to Rage with the Hellraisers. Deion Lewis.
That's somebody about to get damn Mark Ingram.
Deion Lewis goes to Big Tone. And Lamar Miller goes to Team Goodwin. We got Team Fair on the clock right now. Pick number 70 of the draft in the fourth round. Let's see who he goes with. So there's still good some decent receivers out here. Josh Dotson's out here. Kenny Stills is out here. Kenny Galloway is a sleeper is out here. Cameron Meredith is out here. Calvin Ridley, if I'm not mistaken, yeah, Calvin Ridley is still in this. If you believe in Jordy Nelson, he's still here. Nelson Aguilar is still here. So there's still some great receiving talent out there. But the main talent, it went quick. Tight end, you still got some decent tight ends out here. You believe in Delanie Walker. You got Delanie Walker. You got Evan Engram, Jordan Reed, Kyle Rudolph, Jack Doyle, Charles Clay, Tyler Eifert, if you ever put it together for a whole year. Those guys are still on the board. We had one defense taken already. That was Patrick Sedell going with the Eagles defense. And Eagles defense should be good, especially with the way they can rotate that line in and out. So that should be a really good defense to go with. Big Ben went early. Big Ben went early. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. RBs are going to fly, Mark. They're going to fly, man. That's the most sacred position. That's the most sacred position in fantasy, man. If you don't get a running back early. Man, Team Fair goes with Robert Woods of the LA Rams. He's off the board. We got Phil Rea up next, followed by my son with two swing picks, and then we go down the line in round five.
See, Ingram will be a good pick later in the season when he gets us suspended.
He got that 4-game suspension. I think what's going to end up happening with my Saints, I think they're just going to air the football out more. That's all. Devin Funchess goes to Phil Rea. Chris Hogan goes to my son, followed by Emmanuel Sanders going to him as well. So Chris Hogan and Emmanuel Sanders. That ain't bad.
How's that Chris Hogan? Is he okay?
Nah, really. It's just the Patriots system.
Yeah. That's pretty much about it. Don't forget, too, Julian Edelman is still on the board. It's kind of funny to see SSPD by his name, but he's still on the board as well. Phil Ray takes a chance and picks up Andrew Luck. There you go. He has been looking good in camp. So
it's going to be bad luck this year. That's what he's going to get.
I don't do feel like that, man. He's been looking good in camp. The Midland game been looking good in the games as well. So we'll see.
Andrew Luck.
He took a hit the other night, and he bounced up from it pretty quick. So hopefully he can stay in there. Do his thing. you guys want to join us on the phone line, 706-993-4606 is the number for you guys to call in. We still got Jamison Crowder with the Redskins on the board. Kevin Benjamin with the Bills, if you believe in any of their quarterbacks. Still some great talent on the board here at the receiver position. I'm just glad I got on board with the quarterback early in Russell Wilson. But we still got some good quarterbacks here. We still got Deshaun Watson. We still got Kirk Cousins. Matthew Stafford is still here. Matt Ryan is still here. Patrick Mahomes is still here. Phillip Rivers is still here. Doom's favorite quarterback in the whole wide world, Alex Smith, is still here.
You're damn right. A cheaper cut cousin.
Marcus Mariota is still here. He might be poised to have a good year. Dak Prescott's still here. A guy who I don't necessarily believe in, but he's still on the board, in Jared Goff. Gene's favorite quarterback, Tyrod Taylor, is still here.
Yeah. Damn. I can't keep getting those brown flare.
Say what?
I said I can't keep getting on this brown flare.
Mark Ingram goes to Team Fair, followed by Duke Johnson going to Team Goodwin. Rex Burkhead goes to Big Tone. Oh, Deshaun Watson just got picked by Rage. Y'all need to watch out. Y'all need to watch out for Rage. Rage might go on a 4 or 5 quarterback tear. He did that last year, so we'll see if he continues that trend this year. I hope he doesn't. Leave quarterbacks for some, for everybody. Delanie Walker just went off the board by Team Broom. Tevin Coleman just went off the board by Mark Jones. That's a good pick by you, Mark. And a nice way to recover, too, Mark. Just want to tell you that. Nice way to recover. Devontae Freeman does go down. You'll be glad you had him. All right. We got Chocolate Cake. I still don't know who that is. They changed that logo. Chocolate Cake's on the line. I think that may be I think it might be Wall Tower. All right, we got Charles Manning. Marquise Goodwin is off the board. That's Ronald Coleman Jr., my bad. He picked 49ers. That told me right there. Ronald Coleman Jr. is Chocolate Cake. Marquise Goodwin is off the board. Evan Ingram by Charles McNeil is off the board. Pierre Garçon is off the board by Doom. Kenny Stills is off the board by Pastor Sedell. We got Keith Hightower on the phone, on the clock right now. Pick number 85. Oh. I just got a show in, man.
All right, 4 picks to go.
Okay.
I like how you guys are looking ahead. We got Team Clark. We got Tony C doing his thing right now. Going to be my turn right after him, followed by Hightower. Hey, Gene, you have the last pick of round 5 and the beginning pick of round 6.
Ooh, I got the last pick of round 5?
Huh?
I said I got the last pick of round 5.
I gotta make up and get a running back, man. I didn't get a running back, so I gotta make up something for that. Sterling Shepard. Who's that? New York. Kenny Stills. That's a good late pick. That Kenny Stills? That's a good late pick.
Sterling Shepard goes to Team Clark. That's Tony C. Randall Cobb goes to myself. Chris Thompson goes to Keith Hightower. The Jags defense goes to Gene Simmons. There you go. CJ Anderson goes to Team Simmons as well. Chris Carson goes to Team Hightower. I'm on the clock once again, you guys.
Who's on the clock?
Me. like I'm about to make my
What direction are you going, Will?
I might make my slot right now. Since I see they're going early, I went and jumped on the Rams defense. So, I'll give you guys my team. Russell Wilson, Leonard Fournette, Devontae Freeman, Marvin Jones Jr., Randall Cobb, and the Rams defense is my team so far. Now, we have Gene. His team is Cam Newton, C.J. Anderson, Antonio Callaway, Josh Gordon, David Njoku. Damn, you are the Cleveland Browns. we have the Jags defense. Let me see. Let's take a look at Dune's team very quickly. Jimmy Garoppolo, Kareem Hunt, Sammy Watkins, Pierre Garçon, and his bench player is Carson Wentz. Meanwhile, Kirk Cousins just went to Tony C. Rashard Penny goes to Team Surfer. Cooper Kupp goes to Team Hightower. Who's on the clock right now? Pastor Sedell is on the clock right now. So he is on the clock. We're on round number 6 right now. Getting close to halfway done. Matt Ryan just went to Team Sedell, which is Pastor Sedell's team. Josh Doxson goes to Christopher Doom and his Doom Bot. Will Fuller goes to Charles McNeil. Why'd you go with Josh Doxson? Is it just somebody that you know, Doom?
Just needed another receiver.
Right. Robbie Anderson goes. You got three, I think, now.
I got three receivers. See, with Doxson, he was limited in touchdowns and stuff. 25, 6'2". Well, it's a different quarterback. So if Alex Smith is distributing the ball a little bit better than Kirk Cousins, if he's open, he might hit him. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm looking at just production wise.
Matthew Stafford goes to Chocolate Cake. Ronald Coleman Jr. Robbie Anderson goes to Team Broom. Kelvin Benjamin goes to Mark Jones. Muhammad Sanu goes to Rage. Tariq Cohen goes over to Big Tone. Kerryon Johnson goes to Team Goodwin. Jordan Reed goes to Team Fair. Kyle Rudolph goes to Phil Ray with the Shadowland Legion of Doom. Junior Edelman goes to my son as well as Jack Doyle. And right now, we have Phil Ray on the clock right now. So, we shall see who he picks up. He's had a good draft so far. So, give me a second, fellas. I'll be right back. Give me 1 second. Talk some among yourselves.
Yeah, it was good. I'm just up here scouting to see who's out here that's worth something.
Yeah, there ain't much left. Especially at the running back position. Running back position is dead. I got to go where I can get some points. I'm not going to pick a running back that's not going to do a whole lot for me.
But if he gets you a consistent 10, 12 points, that's what you need, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right. When is your next?
I'm coming up.
All right, guys.
I need another running back. I'm going to get like a utility back.
Yeah, somebody just get a couple carries here and there.
Yeah, I'm on.
All right, guys, I am back. Let me catch everybody up on what we got going on here. Jordy Nelson goes to Phil Rea. Jamison Crowder goes to Team Fair. Devontae Parker goes to Team Goodwin. Marquise Lee goes over to Big Tone. Austin Hooper goes over to Rage. Todd Montgomery goes over to Mark Jones. Sonny Michelle goes to Team Broom. The Texas defense goes to Chocolate Cake. And Marlon Mack goes over to Charles McNeil. So we are all caught up. Oh, and Ben Watson goes to the Doombots.
Yeah, I'm gonna give him a chance. He had 8 touchdowns last year.
Year before last.
Huh?
Year before last.
Damn.
He was hurt last year.
Oh. Well, I was just looking at the thing. Because you never know when...
Yeah, he definitely has that rapport with Drew Brees. Definitely.
Hightower. I don't know. How do you like that? Will, what do you think about that Callaway pick? That receiver I picked. What do you think about that?
I like Callaway. I like him. He's got some speed, definitely. He's got some issues, but he's got some speed to get down the field. But with those three receivers on that team being dominant as they are, they didn't need Dez Bryant, so that was good for them.
I know, but he has a little issue. Remember, he got pulled over for the marijuana.
Oh yeah, I remember that. I do remember that.
In the NFL, who don't get pulled over for marijuana? You know what I'm saying?
True that, man.
So I can be good though.
Yeah.
I think you'll be fine. It'd be a first offense. If anything should happen, would it be a small suspension?
Two picks, baby, 2 picks. Here I come.
Let me see what's all left here. All right. I selected George Kittle, tight end for the 49ers. That's my sleeper tight end. See what he can do. Jamal Williams goes to Team Hightower. Greg Zuckerlein, the kicker for the Rams, heads over to Team Simmons. He's got his pick right now. Yeah, you're on the clock right now. Gene is on the clock making his second pick. Second of a back-to-back. Then we have Team Hightower and myself. What you thinking about, Gene? Oh! Phillip Rivers. Okay. Gene goes with Phillip Rivers. And Team Hightower goes with Carlos Hyde. Very good. Let me see who I can get here. Come on.
Well, who picked the? Did anybody get the Eagles defense?
Yes, somebody already got them.
Who got the Eagles? Somebody got the Eagles defense. I thought I picked the first defense. Pastor. Oh, no. James Pastor got it.
Yeah, I think it was Pastor Stidell. Patriots, Nelson Aguilar just went off the board by me, followed by the Patriots defense with Tony C. Patrick Mahomes goes to Team Surfer. So that catches up on where we are right now. Here's where you have to And this is at the point of the draft right now where a lot of these big names are off the board. And now you have to look at, and now you got to look at value.
It's a quarterback there that I'm really surprised. Much people been talking about him that he's still on the board. I'm not going to say, but I thought maybe he'd be gone. But, well, you know, he is gone. God dang it. You know what? I like that Giovanni Bernard. I think that's a great pick late. I mean, he's a decent back that gets you. He'll get you those 10-12 a week. You know what I mean?
We have Eric Ebron goes to Pastor Sadell. We got Jordan Wilkins going to the Doombots.
Yeah, we'll give the rookie a chance. He might be a breakout.
And Paul Richardson.
Might be. He might be, dude.
And Paul Richardson goes to Charles McNeil.
I like that. I like that Alex Smith rate. I see him on the board. Couldn't touch him.
Yep. And that's Team Broom. Matt Brenda goes to Chocolate Cake, which is Ronald Coleman Jr. We got Mark Jones. We got Rage. We got Rage. We got Big Tone. We got Tim Goodwin. We got Donnie Fair. We got Phil Rea. My son. First of back to back. Got the Ravens defense by Team Suzuki Gun. Man, I'm telling you, that defense can really make or break your team if you can get you a good one. Somebody in Ravens and Chargers may be a second tier defense, but they really came on late, particularly the Chargers. They came on late last year. The Chargers are my tier two defense, same with the Ravens. They are part of two tier two. Amendola's gone. Cameron Meredith's gone to Big Tone. Tyler Lockett's gone to Team Goodwin. Danny Amendola's gone to Team Fair. Damn it, Phil. He took my dude. Phil, he took Michael Gallup. I was going to pick him up. My son took Rashard Matthews, and he also took Deshaun Jackson. Dang it! man. I need a second quarterback. Who's out of quarterbacks, fellas, that you would? Because I think everyone on the call, I think we all have quarterbacks already.
Yeah.
Who would you take here that's left on the board as a second quarterback?
Dak Prescott?
Yeah.
Don't sleep on. You got Eli out there, Eli's, you know. There. Case Keenum. You mind?
Case Keenum still there. Look, we just lost Marcus Mariota. Phil Rea took him. DJ Moore, Team Fair, Theo Riddick, Team Goodwin, James White, New England. James White from New England was the Big Tone. Jared Goff.
Man, I don't even know why Jared Goff was still up there. I would have been to him if I did.
Jared Goff is gone. He just got picked by Rage.
No, I'm just saying that I would have picked him earlier.
You would have picked him up earlier, yeah. Some quarterbacks who can still be serviceable. We got Devontae Booker. Just got picked up by Mark Jones. We got Chris Godwin, a good sleeper pick by Team Broom. Just went off the board. We got Ronald Coleman Jr. and Chuck the Kick up on pick number 153. We're halfway through this draft, guys. Halfway through. Joe Flacco is still on the board. Not that anybody wants him. We have Derek Carr still left on the board. Eli Manning is still on the board. Ryan Tannehill is still on the board. Mitchell Trubisky is still on the board. And of course, Gene, number one guy, his number one man, is still on the board.
Who's that?
Tyrod Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
From my high school.
He's still on the board. Tyler Eifert just went to Ronald Coleman Jr. and Chocolate Cake. Let me see, is he still out there? I wonder if anybody's got the guts to, because I know I don't. Let me see. Yep, he's slow. Yeah. I don't know if anybody got the guts to pick him. Lamar Jackson is still on the board.
Yeah, he might not get no playing time playing behind Flacco. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that's why. Yeah, he's still there. He's not going to get something.
Yeah.
Until he starts sucking.
Dak Prescott just went. The team, the star is Charles McNeil. He'll be happy because he's a Cowboys fan. Adrian Peterson just went to Team Doombots. Calvin Ridley goes to Pastor Sadell. The Titans defense goes to Team Hightower. John Ross, I love that pick, goes to Team Surfer. Dang on it, Surfer. We got Tony C on the clock. That's a great pick by Surfer. Dang, man. You, man, me have, might have to go one of these Cleveland guys. Shoot, I'm seeing anybody left on here I still like. Let's see.
Hello.
Man, y'all gonna make me do it, man.
Hey, what are you gonna do, man?
Y'all gonna make me do it. Because I won't see nobody else. Well, I take that back. I do see some guys that I like. Y'all gonna make me go with somebody I don't want to go with. But I do need another running back. So, somebody with upside. Ted Ginn Jr. is gone by Tony Clark. Nick Chubb is gone by me. Charles Clay was picked up by Team Hightower. Latavius Murray is gone by Gene Simmons, and he's up with the next pick. We're in round number 10. Yeah, Nick Chubb is a tier 6 guy I'm going with, but I'm going with upside. I'm going with upside in that spot. Let me ask you a question, dude.
Yeah.
How you feel about Rob Kelly?
What'd you say?
How do you feel about Rob Kelly?
Fat Rob. it's either or, man. The Redskins have a decent running back thing if guys can stay healthy. So that's why I kind of took Adrian Peterson, because he could share the workload.
Oh, I can't believe I just missed this pick.
And you did it. I said it, and you did it. Tyrod Taylor goes to Gene Simmons.
I missed over the pick. It's not going to be there. I know it's not.
We got Dez Bryant getting picked up as a free agent.
That's why I was a bad pick. Only reason why, I went this other way, but I think Tyrod will start, so that's some points there. It was another pick there, and I should have went for it.
We got Dez Bryant going to Team Hightower. Buck Allen got picked up by me. Chris Boswell, Team Clark. John Brown goes to Team Surfer. Derek Carr just got picked up by Derek Carty's got picked up by Team Hightower. Ricky Seals-Jones, tight end for Arizona, goes to Team Sadell. The Redskins defense goes to Doom. I should have figured that. Oh, you picked that up.
Let me explain that.
Okay.
Now, you remember last year, our defense was like towards the middle of the season was beating up on people because we destroyed, when Kansas City was making that tear through the league,
mm-hmm.
Our issue was injuries because dudes was getting hurt. Those dudes is back. So you can't sit here and sleep on it.
Anthony Miller goes to Team The Star. Martavius Bryant goes to Chocolate Cake. James Washington goes to Team Broom. Matt Prater goes to Team Suzuki Gun. Bilal Power goes to Team Hellraisers. Cortland Sutton goes to Big Tone. Dante Moncrief goes to Team Goodwin. Jeremy Hill goes to Team Fair. But I see your point on the Raider, on the Redskins defense, Jim. I see your point. Yeah. I do see your point.
Does anybody really care that Eli Manning is still on the board?
I saw that. Let me head over to line number 3. 407. Tony C, what's up, man?
All these damn people in the war room, like, they drafting franchises for real. Shit. Holding up the damn movement, man. Acting like they Jerry Jones or damn Al Davis or somebody.
Oh, what is going on, Tony C?
I'm waiting for the backroom deal.
I'm hanging in there.
Oh man.
So you know once this draft over, I got to go try to find me a backroom deal or something.
Let's go over
y'all
your team.
Y'all clean the cover was bare.
Let's go over your team for a minute, Tony C, where we got a minute. You got Drew Brees, don't have a running back as of yet, but then you got Ted Ginn Jr., Alshon Jeffery, Sterling Shepard, Rob Gronkowski, Jordan, Jimmy Graham. You got the Vikings defense, Chris Bodwell, Kirk Cousins, and the Patriots defense. Why did you go with the Patriots defense? Is that just for a bye week? Oh, he dropped off.
Hey, I'm gonna hop off, man. I gotta get up early.
Okay.
So I'm gonna put my thing on auto.
Appreciate you, man.
It was fun tonight.
Appreciate you, man.
Peace.
All right. Tony, yeah. Tony, see you with us?
Yeah, I'm still here.
I hear you.
Okay. Why'd you go with the Patriots defense, Tony C? Was it just a bye week thing? Was that just a bye week thing, Tony C? Tony C, you there? Gene, you with me?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. Tony C.
I'm here.
Okay. Why'd you go with the Patriots defense, Tony C?
Because they play in the AFC East, my dude.
That is true. Cameron Brake goes to Phil Rea. Stephen Gostkowski goes to my son as well as Nahum Hines goes over to my son as well. We are at pick 182, round 11 to 18. Phil Rea is on the clock, followed by Team Fair, Team Goodwin, Big Tone, Rage, Mark Jones, Broom, Ronald Coleman Jr., Charles McNeil. I think Doom said he's going to go on auto. Pastor Sedell, Team Hightower, Surfer again. Tony C, you go before me. Hightower, and then we got Gene Simmons back-to-back picks. Fat Rob just went in the draft. Rob Kelly just went. Justin Tucker just went. Jonathan Stewart gets picked by Phil Rea. Matt Bryant gets picked. Quincy Enunwa got picked up. And the Saints defense gets picked up.
Well, now people want to start picking kickers and shit. That's what I be talking about right there. They be trying to pick my strategy, dog.
What,
now y'all want to start.
What about the kickers?
Hey, man, you got to start picking to get you a kicker now. Get you a couple kickers.
I got a kicker early.
Yeah, he did. He got a kicker early.
Oh, no, I'll wait till they had that premium to get that Gronkowski, whatever, Gostkowski.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Come on back. Somebody took the Pittsburgh kicker, the bastard, whoever that was. Enough of knowing how looking at it. I was going to tear that mouth out with that one. My bench going to be trash, but I don't give a damn. And go out of the rest of it.
Crap.
I got me Drew Brees and Kirk Cousins. I think I did.
You did.
So, one of you bastards took Aaron Rodgers off top. Y'all seen what? I hope you get hurt for real this year. That's the only reason William beat me last year, because he got hurt.
Eli Manning's off the board, and the Panthers defense is off the board. Off the board by team star for the Panthers defense, Chuck the Cape, Ronald Coleman Jr. Picked up Eli Manning. It's gonna be interesting. It's gonna be an interesting year. I had to go with a rookie running back. I had to go with Nick Chubb.
Man, I ain't even took a running back. I'm gonna get the bottom of the barrel on that.
You probably looking at one of the tier six guys. You're probably looking at, and some of them are already gone. But you're probably looking at like a,
eighth string running back. I ain't even gonna get no point. I ain't even expecting to get no points out of my running back. I'm already milling that in. I went heavy receiver, quarterback, tight end.
There you go.
Since I ain't have Aaron Rodgers this year, I got to go at it another way.
Doug Martin put a doom box and Peyton.
Who's the first overall pick?
First overall pick?
Who's the first player off the board?
Le'Veon Bell.
Le'Veon Bell.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and get me another kicker here. See who I want.
Another kicker?
That man got to have you two kickers. Or when that one kicker had a bye.
Yeah.
You know, I take the Eagles. I got the Eagles kicker. Just got to make sure him and Kukowski ain't got the same bye week. Oh no, I took Boswell. Somebody else took. I took Pittsburgh kicker, so I did get him.
Yeah.
Good.
Yo, you want it?
All right. I guess I got another pick coming around. I guess I can get another running back, huh?
Yep.
Fine time to pick a running back now. Ain't got no choice. By the P Ryan, he ain't gonna be around. He hurt.
Terrence West got cut by the Saints. Oh,
I see all my mic. I think I might have a steal here. Let's see. Hold on, Will.
Let's see. We got Gene on the clock right now. Gene, you are on the clock, sir.
Yes, sir.
You're on the clock, sir. Let's see who you pick up. Let's see who you pick up. Let us see. Gene Simmons is on the clock, followed by Hightower, myself, and then Tony C. You pick up right behind him, right behind me. Let's see here. Is there anybody else? I am on the clock right now. Who is that? Oh yeah, let me check my hand real quick. Okay. So. Tony C, you there?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay. Mike Williams was picked up by myself. Corey Clement picked up by me. Dante Freeman was picked up by Gene. Gene also picked up Blake Bortles. Why'd you get Blake Bortles, man? Is it value?
Blake is Blake. Blake's gonna give you some point.
Okay.
He's not gonna be a complete whitewash at this late. I think Blake will do some really good things. Blake ain't a bad quarterback. Mm-hmm. And then I went quarterback to cover, like I said, I have to, I only got two wide receivers. Only got one tight end. So I got to get something that I could just balance out there. And I put Blake in at some point, and maybe he'll get me some points. But I just think he was the best thing. I mean, Tannehill was there for Miami, and I was gonna go Tannehill, but you know, Miami going through that offense is going through a little bit of something right now. So I think Blake Bortles is seasoned. He's a veteran, and you know, he can play. So I thought that would give me better than what was on the board.
Oh man, I'm on the clock.
You're on the clock.
Look, that thing falls right up out of there.
What do you think about that? What do you think about that?
About Blake Bortles.
I need another.
What do you think about that pick?
I need.
What do you think about that Blake Bortles?
I just laugh.
Will, what you think about that pick?
I'm not crazy about Blake Bortles at all, but we'll see what he does. They're going to be a primarily running team. They're going to run the football, play that good defense. I think Bortles might have some good moments, but I don't know, man. As a bye week quarterback, I think he'll be fine. I think he'll be fine as a bye week quarterback.
No, he only going to probably throw the ball on third down, man.
Yeah, he's probably one of my worst out of the picks, because I like that Deontay Foreman. I think he's going to run the ball. He's going to get a lot of touches over there in Atlanta. But, yeah, I went Blake. I should have went Tannehill. But, you know, you never know.
Blake, you know, Tannehill played the Patriots two times a year. So, you know, that's a couple of bad games he's going to have. So.
I hate this pick.
Oh, no, I'd have took Bortles over Tannehill.
I hate this pick, but I got to do it because I need another quarterback.
Yeah, I think I can go auto from here. You know, the cover is pretty much bad.
Yeah, it's to the point now, man, that you have to really know value at what position. Because, again, this is going to be the type of league that your free agent pool is going to be very, very bare. Very, very bare. If anything's left at all. We still have some talent out here, though. We still have Mitchell Trubisky, Andy Dalton, Ryan Tannehill.
Really?
Your boy.
Really?
Your boy, Jameis Winston, is still here.
He out for the first four games. Don't nobody need him. What?
Case Keenum is still in the draft. Joe Flacco is still here. Sam Bradford is still here. Ryan Grant is
still here.
Huh?
My bad. No, I was just going to say, if you could swing a trade here or there, you might be able. That's probably where you're going to be able to make some noise. Because y'all got all the big-name players.
Keelan Cole was picked up by Pastor Sedale. Harrison Butler was picked up by the Doombots. Graham Gnaud was picked up by Charles McNair, Team the Star. Samaje Perine picked up by Chocolate Cake, Ronald Coleman Jr. Aaron Jones picked up by Team Broom. And Sam Donald picked up by Team Suzuki Gun, which is Mark Jones.
I hope they know he played the Patriots two times.
Yep. Two times.
That's two bad games already. Here, this is fine with New England on low.
Say what?
Eric Duck is signed with New England. He played for New England.
He did. But I think it's kind of interesting, too, because, you know, they cut Kenny Britt, too. So, you know, that's why they did it. They got some issues at receiver. They got some issues with line play, too. Andy Dalton just went to Team Fair. Mitchell Trubisky went to Team Goodwin. Eric Decker goes to Big Tone. Cardinals defense goes to Charlotte, Legion of Doom. Ryan Tannehill goes to my son as well as Kenneth Dixon. So,
Y'all gonna quit disrespecting Cole Beasley and draft him. That's all gonna do. Y'all disrespectful. I was looking for Tavon Austin. I guess somebody took him before Cole Beasley. Or knows you up here.
Yeah,
they got him listed as a running back, though.
Yeah. They're both still there. A couple of other guys that you can make a case for. Again, Cole Beasley, Tyler Boyd still there. Chance Williams is still there. If you believe in any Buffalo Bill quarterback, Corey Coleman is still there. Terrell Pryor still on the board. You know, he's with the Jets now. Zay Jones is still there. So,
is the Washington Redskins defense still on the board?
Let me see.
No, they trash.
I actually think Doom took them. Yes, Doom took them.
I didn't even know he picking with his heart.
Oh my goodness. Dan Bailey just went to Team Goodwin. Ryan Sutton.
I wanted to take Dan Bailey, but I was like, man.
The Jets defense.
He even sinking a couple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spencer Ware's gone. The team to star, Frank Gore, got picked up by the Doom Bots. That's Doom. Steelers defense went to Pastor Sadell. Elijah McGuire went to Team Hightower. James Conner with
Tavon Austin. I think I just picked Tavon Austin as my running back, though.
Man, you just picked Tavon Austin.
Well, that's a slick move. If they put him at receiver, and he, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right. I feel you.
I get them running back points.
I feel you.
I get his receiving points as running back.
I don't want to.
He gonna be on the field.
Yeah, I don't want to do this, but I need another quarterback. I don't want to do it because it's but I gotta do it. I just took Case Keenum.
You know what? I was on the fence between him and him and Kirk Cousins, but I just said bump it.
Yeah. Let me see who's still here. Yeah, you really got to know which way you want to go now. Oh my goodness, this thing is dried up. Willie
Sneed. Oh yeah, the cover is bare now, man. Yeah.
You really gotta know which way you're gonna go now. You really gotta know. Let me see who's all still here. I'm just looking at the wide receivers and good lord. Eli Rogers is still there, but you know, he just got suspended. I don't know if you trust Willie Sneed playing in our Baltimore defense. The Baltimore offense, rather. Jermaine Curse, maybe. As a sleeper.
Jermaine Curse, he played for the Jets, right?
Geronimo Allison is still there. Jamal Moore for Green Bay is still there. Now you're pretty much looking at value and upside at this point.
You're just filling out the roster from this point forward.
Your boy Ryan Switzer is still up on the board, Tony C.
Man, look. If I ain't pick Dan Bailey, that let you know. And for all the Cowboy heat, when I came up to pick, Zeke Elliott was gone. So everybody who hate the Cowboys, they sure took Nat Zeke off the board.
It took him quick. It surely did. That went later than I thought he would have. But all right, Gene, who you looking at, man?
Somebody just picked O.J. Howard.
Yeah, somebody picked O.J. Howard. T.J. Yeldon just went to the Gene. Gene picked up T.J. Yeldon. That ain't bad, because if Fournette gets hurt, that's going to be a handcuff, so that's not bad. Keith Hirschhouse.
I guess I got to go running back again. Can't put two Cowboys back there.
Look at Gene. Look at Gene's roster. He got some of the best Cleveland Brown players money could buy.
You know what? That don't surprise me. I knew he was going. He was talking all that trash. I was listening. He up there picking like what's the coach's name?
Oh.
Picking just like who picked Baker Mayfield? He's still on the board.
Yep,
he's still on the board.
He's still on the board.
Oh, him and Tyrod.
Tyrod gone. Your boy picked Tyrod up. You ain't picked that Tyrod.
I knew he was gonna pick one of them.
He got Antonio Callaway. He got Josh Gordon. He got David Njoku, and he got Tyrod Taylor.
Why he didn't pick the Browns defense? Just to bring it on home, you know. Full circle.
But Gene can make some trades, because Gene's got, he's got Cam Newton and Phillip Rivers, so he can make some changes.
You trying to
parlay one of them into another Cleveland Brown?
Oh, my goodness.
You trying to parlay one of them into another Cleveland Brown,
yeah,
man.
Yeah,
That's crazy.
You trying to get him another one. Let me see. Who is worthy of taking at this point? Most of everybody I wanted is gone.
And then got to get another RB real quick.
Go with Brandon Marshall. Tim Simmons selected Jermaine Kearse. Jared Cook with the team Hightower. Brandon Marshall, wide receiver.
They tried to make me.
Go ahead.
They tried to make me draft Cole Beasley. I don't need no Cole Beasley. Get another running back.
Maybe if this was a PPR, you might want to take Cole Beasley. But Surfer got him. Alfred Blue goes to Team Clark. Cole Beasley goes to Team Surfer. Tyler Boyd goes to Team Hightower. Daniel Carlson, kicker of the Minnesota Vikings, goes to Pastor Sedell. We are all, this thing is, the draft is almost over. We are looking at four more rounds to go, and we will be done. I wonder if I can speed this clock up.
Nope. If everybody put it on auto, we'll be done. Because I'm about to shut it down myself.
I'm going to call it a day, Will.
What do you think, man? I'll go with everybody.
Will, you going to be the MC hanging.
I'll try to keep this thing going.
You hung out with me for a little while.
I appreciate it, fellas. I do appreciate you calling in, guys. And we'll see how the season goes. And don't forget, you are playing for that $50 gift card, so don't forget that.
How much?
50.
Oh, okay.
Keith is putting up that, Mr. Hightower is putting up that $50 gift card one more time.
That you smell me with, Hasbro.
Man. Tyrod. Tawan Taylor goes to Doombots. Albert Wilson goes to Team The Star. Terrell Pryor gets picked up. So does Terrence Williams. We're heading to round 15. We are almost in round 15 and finish up. You about to roll out too, Gene?
Huh?
You about to roll out too, Gene?
Yeah, here in a sec. I'm looking at this. Because, yeah, I can put it on auto from here. I mean, I got the defense I wanted. I got the kicker I wanted. Those are pluses. Mm-hmm. I think I might have picked too many quarterbacks instead of running backs. I got four quarterbacks, four running backs at the present time, mm-hmm. and only three receivers, but I'm happy with the receiver core. Right. I'm just not happy with the running back core.
Right. I feel you. It's definitely something that you have to get early.
Yeah, you got to get a running back early, but I wanted to go, because I went Cam, then I went, what was my second pick? I went Cam, and then I went, I wanted to get a receiver that could catch, score some points. Then I wanted to come back running back, but, and I was going to go after Marshawn Lynch, I was going to go after a couple of the bigger names, but I'm satisfied with it, because most of these guys are tradables. Mm-hmm. You know, I picked up some guys that could still, I'm looking at their previous season stats, as long as they're on the same team, and what's expected of them on that new roster. As long as there's no guys in front of some of these guys, I like the running back with T.J. Yeldon, he gets in the game. So it wasn't a complete loss. You know, he gets some burn, he gets some touches. But mostly everybody could be traded because they're serviceable. You know what I mean?
Right. That's understood.
You can play if you want it. I got a couple players that want somebody back for. But I think, I don't know. What is your roster looking like?
I got Russell Wilson, Leonard Fournette, Devontae Freeman, Nelson Aguilar, Marvin Jones.
You took what, seven quarterbacks?
Uh-uh. Only have two.
No. I'm sorry.
We only had two.
No, you took Russell Wilson.
Mm-hmm. And Case Keenum.
You took Nick Chubb. Fournette, Freeman, Cobb, Kittle. You got the Rams defense. You got one of the better defenses.
Yep.
Adam Vinatieri. All right.
That's not a bad. I don't think it's a bad squad at all.
Who is your other quarterback? I don't see him here.
Case Keenum.
Okay, Case Keenum.
Mm-hmm.
And. Yeah, Case Keenum, you didn't do too bad.
Mm-mm. I don't think I did at all. And we're around 16, guys. We're almost done. Most people are going on audio, but if you're still hanging out, we're almost there.
That's the Raiders defense and the Lions defense.
Yeah, Raiders defense, Lions defense is with Jamal Moore just went. Wide receiver from the Packers. Let me see here.
Alright, now I'm going on out of pick, buddy.
Alright.
Oh, you're on the clock now.
I'm on the clock now.
You're on the clock right now.
Yep, yep, yep.
Yeah, I gotta get up.
Appreciate you calling in.
I gotta get up. Huh?
I appreciate you calling in, my friend.
Oh, yeah, we'll talk. We'll see. I'll see you Monday.
Okay.
Yeah, Monday night.
Have a good one, man. Thank you again.
Yeah. See you, brother.
All right, man. All right, you guys. We are finishing up this draft very, very quickly. I got to make a pick. I got to pick somebody. So, very quickly, let me. Yeah, this thing's going to be an ugly pick. It's going to be ugly. But. All right, I went with Mike Gillespie. So, guys, before we wrap this thing up, so I think I'm going all on myself. We don't have that many more picks left to go. Round 16 of 18 picks are just flying off the board at this point. Let me see. Joe Wilson for the 49ers with the chocolate cape. That lets me know it's Ronald Coleman Jr. Josh Allen just went. Patrick Sidell picks up Josh Allen. Josh Lambeau goes to Team High Tide. Ryan Griffin goes to Team Surfer. Hayden Hurst goes to Tony C. Mike Gillisley goes to me. I don't know how good that pick is, but we shall see if he even makes the squad. Allen Humphreys just went to Mark Jones, Team Suzuki Gun. We got Rage on the clock right now. After Rage, it'll be Big Tone. It'll be Team Goodwin, Team Fair. Losing to Doom Phil Rea, who's still with us. At least he hasn't gone on auto. My son with his next two picks on auto. Then Phil Rea again. Team Fair. Team Goodwin, Big Tone. And Rage, who seems to still be with us. So if you guys want to get in, I'll stay on a little bit longer if you want to get in. 716-993-4606 is the number for you guys to call on the show. A good pick, Rage. He took the Chiefs defense, so that's a great pick by you. Great pick by you. Great pick. Let's see. Yeah, defense is around. Yeah, Rage took a really good one. Because right now, the defenses that are left, we got the Bears, the Bengals, the Seahawks, the Browns, the Dolphins, the Bills, the Bucks, the Giants, the 49ers, and the Colts. Yeah. My Rams defense hold up to week 12, and I think I might just take that L on defense that week because I don't see anyone here really worth taking towards sacrificing a pick. These defenses left on the board are tier 3 at best. Let's see who Phil Rea goes with real quick. Phil, how you doing tonight, man? They head over to the Rant EM chat room. Ah, there's Pastor Sidell still in the chat room, still hanging out there. Thank you for that, Pastor. What do you think about your team right now, Pastor Sidell? Let me text him that. What do you think of your team? There you go. My son took the Bears defense. Phil took Ryan Switzer. And my son also took D'Angelo Henderson. Helping out his team. Really, really skimpy. Really skimpy. Where's already gone. Still on the clock. I don't think he made a pick as of yet. He probably just trying to assess the situation. Let's see. Mm-hmm. Rage is on the clock right now. Who do you feel? Terquan Smith, Ricky from the Saints, Big Tone takes Bellage, Cannon Bellage, running back from the Dolphins. Rage is on the clock right now. Big Tone took Bellage. Rage is on the clock right now. Minute 38 seconds left, round 17 or 18. Most of these guys are on auto. I think I can sit this thing out a little bit longer. But I have to go to work myself in the morning, so. No big deal. I got pick 304 and pick 305. Let me see who Rage picks. Jalen Samuels, running back for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Good pick, Rage. Somebody with some value if Le'Veon Bell goes down. His value gets bumped up. So good pick, good pick. Okay. Mark Jones is on the clock. He's pick number 295, round 17 of 18. Let me head on back to the chat. Pastures does say he was on fire in the beginning of the draft, but now he said he can still make some noise, though. Yeah, you can still make some noise, man. You can still make some noise. Let me see here. Mark Jones thinking carefully about this pick. Very, very carefully, taking his time. Who's on auto? Mark Jones, Rage. Pastor Sadell, and me. So, hopefully these guys can stick it out with me tonight. Let's see who Mark Jones ends up with. Let me see who Mark Jones has on his team. Let's see here, guys. There it is. All right, Mark Jones. He's got Big Ben. He's got Tevin Coleman, Todd Montgomery, Kelvin Benjamin, Julio Jones, Larry Fitzgerald, Austin Seferian Jenkins, Devontae Booker, the Ravens defense, Matt Prater, the kicker, Quincy Enunwa, Sam Darnold, the Jets defense, Charles Sims, Mike Gesicki as tight end, Adam Humphries, wide receiver, and Terrence West. Let me see who has gone now. Terrence West went with Mark Jones' pick. Boston Scott, Team Broom, Gerald Everett, tight end for the LA Rams, goes to Ronald Coleman Jr. Damian Williams goes to Team Star, and TJ Logan goes over to Doom and the LaVetra Doombots. Pastor Sadell's on the clock. We got some auto picks. And we'll finish this thing on out. A reminder, guys, don't forget, we have Rant ER programming continuing this week. We have the we got Rant and Wrestling on Friday, followed by Turnbuckle Throwbacks. Phil Rea and Choppy will be there to bring you the best old school wrestling in the days where wrestling actually meant something, not like today. The days game has changed. Yesteryear was better, I will say that. Curtis Samuel goes to Team Clark. I get Malcolm Brown. The Bengals goes to Hightower. Vernon Davis goes to Gene Simmons. Tyler Croft goes to Gene Simmons. Taylor Gabriel, wide receiver for Chicago, goes to Team Hightower. I got Tyler Irvin for the Houston Texans at wide receiver. AJ McCarron went to Team Surfer. Let's see. Blake Jarvin, tight end, goes to Team Surfer. The Seahawks defense went to Team Hightower. Chandler Cartenzeo went to Team Sedell, Pastor Sedell. Josh McCown went to the Vatra Doombox. Josh Rosen went to Charles McDill and Team The Star. Forbaum, kicker for the Houston Texans, went to Chocolate Cake. Josh Adams goes to Team Broom. Robert Turbin goes to Team Suzuki Gun. Jalen Richard goes to Rage and Hellraisers. DeAndre Washington goes over to Big Tone. Shavering goes over to Team Goodwin. Travis Cadet, Tavares Cadet goes to Team Fair. Lamar Jackson gets picked up by Phil Ray and the Charlotte Legion of Doom. Last pick of the Ranch EM LLC draft, Tyler Highbig goes over to my son, Team Morgan, as the last pick of the draft. That is the Ranch EM Radio LLC draft, guys. We'll be updates on this on the sports report. We'll let you know who's winning, who's losing. Any trades were made. We'll gauge each trade. We'll make sure every trade is fair. And one thing we won't be doing, we won't be trading toward playoff time. So get your trades in during a regular season. It will go by ESPN standard of trading. So whatever the trade deadline is by ESPN is what our trade deadline will be as well. Guys, I'm going to end things here. I want to thank all our callers for joining me tonight. Doing on the last guy you picked, Pastor. Well, I say thank you to Pastor Steve for being in the chat room. Thank you to Doom for calling in. Gene, thank you for calling in. Tony C, thank you for calling in. Thank you for everybody who showed up in the chat room on the ESPN side, joining me for the chat, joining me for the draft. I do appreciate that. Let me do this real quick, and we'll get on out of here for this evening. You know what? I'm just going to end things off. Thank you, guys. I'll see you back here Monday night, right after Monday Night Raw, for the Sports Report podcast, 11:15 p.m. Your number to dial into that show, 706-993-4606, is that number for you guys to dial in. Guys, I am out of here. I'll see you later. Everybody take care. Have a great night.